and he just dumps it off for a first down. Throws it, fakes the spike, and it ends up touchdown! Whoa! Jordan Lasley! The legend of Josh Rosen!
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap, and the ball is free! It's picked up by Michigan State's Jalen Watts Jackson, and he scores on the last play of the game!
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Optional, Fox Sports, Knoxville, Fan Run Radio, 1340 AM, 105.7 FM. Okay, we're out. See y'all later.
Peace out.
Bye.
We gone.
No, final show.
Is that how you want to end it?
Yeah, I would have.
You want to end it like that today?
I'd have just thrown the damn thing down.
We'd just be like, bye. We're out. Peace out. Throw it on satellite.
It's optional.
Thank you. Today it was actually optional.
Going on satellite.
It was optional.
No, we're here.
And we intended to not have the option.
Yeah, the option was there.
Oh no, last show.
Guys, you know, it's interesting how it's not really interesting how I ever came up with the name. It was just I was writing for the read optional, and I was like, you know what? Why not just say it's optional? So it is. What people have had fun with it. I'm glad you guys have.
Hey, people have fun with it, that means they like it. When people don't say anything, that's a bad thing.
Yeah. So it's been a lot of fun. Last show. Today it's optional. I'll be moving to the drive. Look forward to that starting on Tuesday.
Yep.
Chance is starting. Get blitzed.
The blitz Tuesday. Watch your blind side, Knoxville. 10 to noon, right after three and out. Taking the spot of Talk Sports. Talk Sports. Cody and John going to move 12 to 3. Like I said, really excited for Tuesday. And
Matt's
also
coming along with you.
Programming note, just to let you guys know.
What is it?
People will be off. We will be off from the station on Monday.
Yeah, Monday if you
Fan
tune
Run
in,
Radio
you get satellite all day.
Fan
not
Run
just
Radio
on this show.
Employees will be off on Memorial Day. We'll be spending time on the lake, drinking beers,
cabin. You know,
all that good stuff. Cabin, Where's Valley, going up to the mountains, camping, all that good stuff. So we want to do what you guys are going to be doing. So we're taking off Monday, just letting anybody know, like Trey said, it's going to be satellite programming. But you will have Sports Talk Radio. That is a plus, I feel like.
It's always a plus.
If you're that guy listening to it on Memorial Day.
But if it's Sports Talk Radio, you know, and it's Fox Sports Radio, you know they have like the C team in.
Oh, yeah. On Memorial Day? Oh, man. There's no telling who it might be.
The interns rise up.
And like, it'll come at a time, too, like, where there probably won't be much to talk about because that series will be – no, it could be a Game 7 on Monday. So they might have that benefit for Game 7 if it winds up being Game 7 Monday night. So I guess it won't be that bad for people.
I was pretty depressed last night, to be honest with you.
Over that basketball game? Dude, I said it on this show. I've been telling a lot of people. Trey remembers. I said, watch Kawhi Leonard after they won that one game. I could see them winning 4 straight. They won 3 straight. They won 3. You got to watch the claw. He's amazing.
I see. Now I want the Bucks to come back and win it, though, because Drake was running that mouth after the game.
Oh, of course. That's Drake.
And that media scrum.
Mm-hmm.
And were there a lot of Toronto fans last night in Milwaukee? Because did you see the media scrum he did after the game? And it looked like in that little park area, there was just a crap load of Toronto fans.
They traveled. There. They traveled well.
He said, oh, we're like a college team. I was like, no, don't go that far.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Come on, Drake.
I just really want to see them lose now for some reason.
Really?
But here's, you know what, though? I'll say this. I don't really care who wins it at the end as long as I get a game 7.
Yeah. Well, I would love a game 7, but I'm kind of at the point, like, I want to see Kawhi Leonard get to play the Warriors once again, because last time we know what happened when he played the Warriors, they were up 23 or something, and Zaza Pachulia took out his leg, injured him for a year and a half, and he wasn't the same, and he didn't, you know, we never would have known what could happen to the Spurs. If that injury doesn't happen, they might have beat the Warriors, might have stopped the dynasty from happening. No KD, maybe, and at the same time, you're talking about maybe he's still in San Antonio. So I'm interested on that because I want to see him get to play him again. It's like it'd be like a revenge thing for him.
This might be, and I know that the Warriors are going to bring it if KD and Boogie come back.
This might be the most competitive
basketball we'll see for the rest of the season.
I agree.
So that's why I kind of hope it goes to 7 games. So Saturday night, they'll be in Toronto.
Yep. Head back to Jurassic Park.
Yep, go game 7, see if the Bucks can pull it out. And then, are we getting any hockey this weekend?
Hockey does not. The first game of the Stanley Cup finals like does not start until Tuesday.
Well, that's depressing. And then the NBA finals wouldn't start till, next Friday?
There's a set date for the NBA finals. I think it would be. I think it's Friday or Saturday. But they always have a set date because, they space it out. They do the calendar, right, where it's always a set date that it starts. I forget that set date off the top of my head, but I think it would be Friday or Saturday.
Okay. All right. I can work with that. If you are a Tennessee sports fan, tonight Lady Vols start their softball super regional against Florida. So tune into that if you like. Give you something to watch tonight. If not, you can watch NASCAR Truck Series. That'll be on tonight.
Bubba Racing?
No, he gets ready for Sunday for the Coca-Cola 600, where he has to drive 400 times around that damn big track. But Sunday is the best day of racing. Cody was talking about before. We talked about it yesterday. You'll have Monaco Sunday morning. It'll be on NBC Sports Network for the folks outside. And then you will have Indy. It's going to be run, the Indy 500 will be run on NBC, probably around 1 o'clock. And then right after that's over, I think it's going to start around 6:30. Bubba and the rest of the NASCAR field will take the track in Charlotte for the Coca-Cola 600. I told you this before, guys, and I'll tell you this again. This is the type of race where you watch the first 30 laps, take yourself a two-hour nap, wake up, and watch the last 40 laps.
Is that how you guys do it with NASCAR?
Well, you know what? I did that. Well, see, I did that before Bubba started getting in the big series.
Okay.
That was my regimen.
See, the thing I have with the whole NASCAR is interesting. If you can watch any sport and you can go to sleep for 2 hours and you can turn it back on and it still ain't over with, that's my problem.
Well, keep it loud enough for you to hear that a wreck coming on.
Yes, well, and I'm not the one. I'm a big baseball fan, but I'll tell you right now, it's not necessarily interesting, and especially not interesting the way it used to be in the 90s when I really loved it. Baseball, definitely, it's a greater experience going to a game.
Oh, definitely.
Much better experience when you go out to the ballpark. It's a nostalgic feeling. It's the ballpark, a hot dog, a cold beer.
I've been to a bunch of Sounds games, been to a bunch of Braves games.
Thirsty Thursday at the Sounds is something else, dude. We used to have a tradition when Smokies. I was still living back home. Yeah, we went every Thursday. That was the Smokies have a Thursday.
That was at the old ballpark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Greerfield was cool.
Greerfield was nice.
I give Greerfield
cool. Over off Wedgewood Avenue.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like the new stadium, too.
Cemetery or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're tearing all that down.
Building condos.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're putting over there. But
Greer was cool.
Baseball, you're right. It's not necessarily interesting, but that's my thing with NASCAR. But the same with NASCAR and the MLB, NASCAR, much more fun in person.
Oh, yeah.
I've had so much fun going to races. I've never had a lot of fun watching races. I've tried, too. I've tried to sit down, watch the Daytona 500, watch Talladega on TV, or watch the Coca-Cola, like you said, but I just can't do it.
The All-Star race was great last week. So, that was fun.
How many laps are actually in that All-Star race?
It's three stages. It's 40 laps, first stage, 30 laps, second stage, 10 laps, last stage.
Okay.
So, that was fun about it. The All-Star
Bubba
did good. I was excited.
Does everybody get to participate? Because,
No.
Have a certain amount of points.
Before the All-Star race, they have
thing?
It's an open invitational. You have, 18 cars that'll race to see to figure out three spots.
Okay.
So you have to win a stage. Okay. You win the first stage, you're in the All-Star race. You can take your car out of the open invitational.
Gotcha.
Win the second stage, like Bubba did, take your car out.
Gotcha.
And then the third stage happens. And then you get to race in the All-Star race. So, and then he finished fifth. So I was excited for him, happy that he got to do that. There's a whole weekend of good stuff coming. You got basketball Saturday night. You've got Double or Nothing. All in, whoop, whoop.
Oh, that's wrestling. Okay.
Yeah, it's not sports entertainment. It's professional wrestling.
Oh, excuse me.
Not WWE crap.
Oh, it's not?
No, Double or Nothing's it's AEW. It's that new wrestling organization.
Is that that new TNT Nitro stuff?
Yeah. There you go. You know what you're talking about.
Okay.
A little bit. That's good. Bit. No, I'm excited for that.
Wrestling.
The price is too much, so I look forward to talking with some of my
More than the WWE thing?
Well, it's a pay-per-view, so it's $40. So I look forward to having some of my nice followers on Twitter send me some links. That'll be Saturday night.
Oh.
Not throwing out names.
Tell them I was stealing again.
I got one good guy, man. Man, I got one.
He hooks you up, doesn't
he? Dude, all I have to text him is, hey, I need this fight. He sends me the link.
Really?
Yeah, so we're good. Oh, it's perfect.
Okay.
It's perfect. I don't have to do anything. I just click on it, and you pray to God that your computer doesn't get shut down by the malware that's probably being infected at the same time you're watching the fight, but I don't really care. Let me get the fight over with.
Yeah.
Thank God only they had to sign on to the Deontay Wilder fight for like a minute and a half. That damn thing was over. I don't know if, you know, ISIS got time to get in there and get to my computer, so I was good. So it worked out really well.
Yeah.
Bronze Bomber. Hopefully he gets to fight Anthony Joshua. They're trying to get that lined up for the fall. If they both get on the same page, I think we get the fight. If not, we'll have to wait, and Deontay probably fight Tyson Fury again, something along those lines. What was I going to say? Oh, the two Clemson players. Did you see that?
I did not.
They're suspended for this upcoming season for PEDs. They were in the other crew along with Dexter Lawrence and them last season.
Hmm.
If I could pull up their names real quick, I'd tell you. My computer was lagging a little bit. So that was in the appeal. We'll talk about that today. SEC spring meetings start on Monday in Destin, Florida. Big topic of conversations that's going to go on down there is going to be alcohol. It's going to be alcohol. And honestly, I think that I think there's certain schools already do it. LSU already does the alcohol, but you have to pay like a certain amount of money. It's in the upper deck, but it's a cool area, though. You can go in there and drink. You pay for a ticket into this area, and you can go in there and drink and all that. You can't leave that area. You have to stay, but that's cool. Then Auburn's been doing it, and I think Vanderbilt did it, too, for baseball, where you can go out there and drink beer and watch baseball games. So kind of neat.
Yeah.
I've got the names of those players for you.
Thank you, sir.
It's Braden Galloway and Zach Gaia.
Mm.
Is that who it was?
It said they had their appeal denied and will miss the upcoming season.
Well, see, there you go.
It is what it is.
No,
good riddance to Clemson players.
Yeah.
Hope they all get suspended. To hell with them.
I don't think it'll be anything like that. I think it... PEDs in college athletics. There's some things you can't
do. What they were doing. PEDs. Trey. They knew what they were doing.
Pac-Man Jones finally retired today. Thank God.
Adios, muchacho.
Yeah.
So long.
What do
farewell.
You say, Pac-Man?
Adidas and goodbye. What?
What do you think of his career?
Comical, exciting, if you wanted to say that. I mean, pretty exciting career with all the stuff that
first
he had off the field.
Years.
I mean, like, when he was when he was in his prime or entering his prime at a young age with the Titans, he was fun to watch. I remember, you know, watching a lot of games with him, you know, running back punts, you know, the a lot of interceptions that he had. He was an exciting player. Went to the Bengals, played a lot more years. Pretty good career for somebody.
Turned into a POS off the field.
But it's like, it's funny because after all that stuff happened to him, who thought that he would just remain in the league and, like, be able to prosper? And he actually kind of turned around for a little bit.
Look at the NFL.
No, it was what I'm saying. Like, at that point, but at that time.
I've seen harsher punishments for middle school athletes than I do
exactly.
for the NFL.
But at that time, it's like it was even a lot of this off-the-field stuff wasn't happening.
I agree with that.
And think about what's happening now. You know, what he did was kind of minor compared to what's happening now.
He spit on somebody, right?
Wait.
Dude shot up a strip club.
He didn't shoot up a strip club.
He was a part of the gang that shot up the strip club.
They didn't shoot up a strip club, though. I thought they
there was a bouncer did get paralyzed from getting shot.
Yeah.
Oh, did they shoot it up?
Just put in Pac-Man Jones strip club. Now, look, probably a lot of stories are going to pop up.
Hey.
But
and Ray Lewis had a white suit.
Ray Lewis did that, didn't he?
Where's the suit at, Ray? Where's the damn suit?
It was like, where's the glove? You know what I mean? They found the glove, and he should have put the suit on. So if it doesn't fit me, so we're good.
I mean, but like, hey. He,
I see you looking up Pac-Man strip club.
He got,
what does it say?
No, I was just looking. I was trying to refresh. I'd forgotten that there was guns involved. I remember, like, the incident with the woman. He had to pay, like, $12 million for that.
Oh, so yeah. There was a lot.
He had to pay the restitution.
And then he's been hitting up Indian casinos for the last.
He's a good lesson for future players.
He wasn't the shooter, though.
Of pick your friends wisely, your entourage.
Right. He just also had a weapon as well.
Hey, man.
Look,
stay strapped.
Yeah, you got to stay strapped. I get it.
Everybody's going to talk about taking their guns. He's just staying strapped like everybody else is right
here. But it was a long time ago, and you have to remember how it was with the coverage back in the day when that happened? I mean, it was bad. And then we go on to forget that Ray Lewis, I don't want to get myself in trouble.
The white suit, man.
Yeah, there was a death involved right before the Super Bowl.
He knows who killed that
in
man.
The ATM. Yeah, he does. There's a reason why he didn't cooperate.
There's a reason why that suit went missing. It got burned up, people. Yeah,
it's gone.
It got burned.
I think he took it to the cleaners, or he took it straight to a fire pit.
I want to say somebody, probably not him, but one of his boys.
Bottom of the Hudson.
That he paid, either in bottom of a river somewhere, or they burned it up immediately.
Yeah, burn it up.
Oh, God.
Remember Plexico Burris shot himself in the leg in the club?
Cheddar Bob. Pulled the old Cheddar Bob move.
Man, that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff happens.
I mean, like, what do you mean that happens?
It happens. You're holding a gun down there in your hip area. Maybe you're reaching down for it. And you shoot yourself know in
that,
the nuts.
I don't know that we can be like, that happens. Like, it doesn't happen. It happens to idiots.
Unholstered in sweatpants. Yeah. That's recipe for disaster.
Yeah, it happens to idiots. It
probably happens more than we think.
To idiots.
I saw somebody the other day that shot themselves in the testicles. I didn't see it. I read about it. Yeah, he was trying to hide drugs.
He had sweatpants?
But he also had a gun in his area. So when he was reaching to hide the drugs, he shot the gun off as well.
Imagine that.
Yeah, so
imagine that. Things worked imagine out for him. Imagine why that would happen.
Yeah, I know. So it plays on the factor. Yesterday, we got to take a break here in just a second. But yesterday in Hoover might have been the craziest finish I've seen to a college baseball game.
Auburn?
Yes.
They just know how to blow it, don't they?
Auburn throws – here's the situation. You have LSU has runners on second and third. Auburn throws a wild pitch. It wasn't even really wild. I mean, it hit the dirt, but it hit the catcher. But then all of a sudden, the pitcher comes into play, and he unfortunately kicks the ball away about 4 feet away. So the first runner got in. Then all of a sudden, the pitcher comes in, kicks the ball away. And here comes the runner coming around third. He scores. LSU wins. Auburn loses in dramatic fashion. That was ridiculous. So Auburn is out. Vanderbilt won last night. They will play tonight. If I'm not mistaken, LSU's still in it. Georgia's still rolling on. So should be an interesting wrap-up to the SEC tournament. Tennessee will find out on, I think it's Monday. If I'm not mistaken, Monday, I think it is on ESPNU, we will find out where Tennessee goes in the NCAA tournament, which should be fun. I'm still sticking to them heading to Raleigh, North Carolina. Still sticking to them.
How do you say
North
it?
Carolina State. Raleigh.
Okay.
Raleigh.
Okay.
Let's go to break, Buff.
We're 85.
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't you. It's a very, very fitting song from producer Matt today.
Hey, he's doing good over there.
Last
on the,
show?
The ones and twos.
Won't you forget about me? Me is its optional.
It's don't you forget about me.
Whatever, dude.
Won't you forget about me?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, just forget about me.
Sometimes you need to tell people that.
Don't you forget about me.
Okay, Paul Revere, John Sevier.
Whatever.
You missed that one.
It was on.
You missed that one the other day.
No, don't bring
the other day, okay. Trey, first of all.
It was yesterday.
Yes, yesterday. He thought Sevierville.
Damn it.
Was Seaverville.
Okay, ooh. That was like 7 months ago.
That's a good one. All right, so that's a good one. Then we started talking about John Sevier. He's like, what's he famous for? He's like, oh, he was the one riding
they
the horses.
They asked me, do you know what Sevierville was named over? Named after.
And then it was like, do you know what he's famous for? He's like, he's the one that rode the horses. Yeah, through Sevierville. Yeah, John Paul Revere. John Paul Revere. It's like, no, he's the governor of Tennessee, dude. So, yeah, he thought John Sevier was Paul Revere. So that was it. You missed that one, man.
Wait, who was the governor of Tennessee?
John Sevier.
He was the governor of Tennessee?
Yes.
So they named a town after him?
Yeah, these things happen.
That don't make any damn sense.
It's like Gatlinburg was named. That guy was a jerk, and they told him if he'd just leave town, they'd name the town after him.
Huh? Stop it.
Yeah.
Legend. Did they really?
Legend has it. Rumor has it.
I didn't know that. Okay, so I'm learning new stuff every day.
The whole Marble City thing was new to me. I mean, I've lived here for the last 15 years. Yeah.
Thank you. Are we live on Periscope right now?
Yeah.
All right, I was going to give you the bird, but I'm not going to give you the bird now.
The last 20 years, and I'd never heard that. I didn't
know.
Just
felt like it.
Way to go, Tennessee Education, teaching us about that.
Wow, man.
See? Thank
Matt,
you.
You failed me.
You know that Goats on a Roof in Pigeon Forge fell apart during a landslide? News to y'all, huh? You don't like new news, do you? You can't gather it in your head. 2 months ago, Goats on a Roof. They had that. Remember when we had the bad rain? The damn roller coaster came apart. The roller coaster came apart. Stop playing the music. It was a tragedy. Like I was riding up there like a month ago. All of a sudden, I walked by, and there's a big gap in between. I was like, wait a minute, that can't be safe.
Really?
Then come to find out that, yeah, the landslide took out the goats on the roof.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a tragedy.
Was it?
Can I also say there are a bunch of CBD oil places opening up in Gatlinburg. I think they're trying to get ahead of the market whenever marijuana is legal. I would just like to say that. Like they got the CBD outlet, the CBD mall.
Money.
CBD for you.
Money.
I'm like, every time I look around, and I'll see it today, it's like I'm looking around, it's like CBD, CBD, CBD.
It's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's healing, folks.
Tried it once.
Did it heal you?
It was some cream.
Help out your knee?
It was some cream. It wasn't bad. I see why NFL players are starting to use it a lot more, baseball players, because it's not going to, it doesn't.
What did you think about Chris Long coming out on the record set? I smoke pot. That's
yeah, I think it was good for him.
And maybe it's going to help out the league, hopefully.
What I didn't know is that they only tested once a year. Now, I knew that they would get drug tested every now and then, some randoms. But I didn't know league-wise it was once a year. So that kind of surprised me a little bit.
Wasn't it Le'Veon Bell that came out and said he got tested like 6 times in 1 year?
Yep. And then Pat McAfee came out and said he got, I think after he hit like an 84-yard punt in one of those games, he got drug tested right after. So that surprised me that they can smoke all they want. And then just a month out, hey, okay, I got drug tests coming up. So that part was kind of surprising. But he wasn't coming out bashing the NFL. By saying, hey, look, I got away, around these drug tests. He was really coming out and saying, hey, look, they only test once a year.
Yeah.
So it's not like.
Guys don't know when it's coming.
Guys don't know when it's coming, what they can do to,
Guys always know when it's coming.
I don't have a problem. Marijuana, I don't have a problem if players smoke it or anything like that. In the NBA, you can smoke all the time.
Oh, yeah.
New knowledge to me in the last couple of years. The NBA, they don't test for marijuana.
Mm-mm.
It's like smoke all the time. I like smoke in the locker room.
George Karl and the Steven Jackson and them back in the day on the Warriors, he's always talking about them being high before games. George Karl talks about that.
Steven Jackson talked about it. But it brings up the debate, I think, in especially professional sports, because marijuana is not going to make you play better. I mean, that's kind of a recovery thing. That's a given. It's a recovery.
It's for the healing. So they don't have to get on opioids and you ain't become addicted.
You light up and you get to chill and you just don't feel anything.
Unless you're Bodie at the Olympics.
Well, yeah, that's another thing.
Sure.
You just want to get high. But I don't see a problem in it for NFL athletes. I think it would cut out a lot of different problems. And I think, I'm sure NFL players get tired of getting shot up with Toradol. Before every freaking game or at halftime. And, I remember the big thing a couple of years ago with the Miami Dolphins. Remember the Miami Dolphins had that big investigation launched against them against their doctors because they were over-prescribing. They were given shots that weren't on record, Toradol shots that weren't on record, steroid shots. They had a bunch of doctors lose their license down there. Said they were handing out medication, like it was candy, and I get it, but I think that marijuana is the factor that's going to change the way sports are. I mean, if you control yourself and hey, smoke after a game, like be chill after a game, it helps recover. These players are, I'll say this, most players are smart enough to know, hey, not going to get stoned before I have to go out there, and play basketball or played, you know, in the NFL or something like that. But it's different, like the NHL. NHL, you know, there's a lot of banned substances, and that's one of them on the list. So, I don't know. I mean, God, if you were high out there playing hockey, it wouldn't hurt, I guess, if you got rocked into the boards, maybe.
It'd be, you'd come off your buzz real quick.
I mean, that's true. Dang, that was some good stuff. It's gone now. Not really thinking about it. So, no. So, that part amazes me. Danny Cannell kind of, he goes off on his marijuana rants. So, it's what it is. He's your former quarterback, Chance. So,
Danny K. Always coming at the SEC.
Well, he used to do a lot more when he worked at ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that doesn't play out well for him.
I thought Russillo and Cannell weren't that bad.
Yeah, but
I didn't think they were that bad.
I like Ryan Russillo.
I think him and Scott Van Pelt might be making a comeback.
Oh, that'd be great.
I had saw something where he had like posted a tweet like coming soon or and like they put some eyes beside it and it like Van Pelt like retweeted or something. It was a while. It was like probably last week sometimes.
So
but, yeah.
There is a list out there. We talked about this yesterday. College towns. College towns. I did some research. Not much research, but I did some research. Best college towns in the country. The 50 best college towns in the country.
All right. Hit me.
No, but I'm going to go over what's considered. What's taken into consideration. Livability.
Yeah.
Student to resident ratio.
Yeah.
Cultural offerings.
No, weird. God.
I don't know what that is. School presence? What the hell's okay? Large employers. And that's it. Number that's it. 50 on the list.
There you go.
Tacoma, Washington. The University of Washington, home to the University of Puget Sound. What the hell? City University of Seattle, Tacoma. The Evergreen State College Tacoma campus. Damn, that's long. Pacific Lutheran University and the University of Washington.
Are we still on number 50?
Yeah, that's all the colleges in Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, okay. So there's the city is Tacoma. Okay.
Yeah, Tacoma.
I thought you were yelling out universities at first. Okay, gotcha.
I was, but those are all the universities
college
in Tacoma.
College
yeah, these
towns.
Are college towns.
Gotcha. Tacoma.
Population is 198,000. Student population, 7,000. Damn, it doesn't seem like a lot. Okay. Number 49 on the list. That would be East Lansing, Michigan. Seems kind of low. Directly adjacent to the capital of Michigan, East Lansing is an important economic. Yeah, I don't care about that.
We need all the fanfare. Just give us the cities.
Damn. Number 48. I was saying damn because.
Okay. I was like, man, I didn't think that was that bad.
Was number like- 48, Tuscaloosa. Number 48.
Look, hey, for all of you who were listening yesterday, remember when Trey was on his high horse about Tuscaloosa is more of a college town than Knoxville? Just look around, and there's not. Yes, 48 for college towns. Thank you.
They have the nation's number one sports bar, according to Playboy magazine, about a mile from campus at the Houndstooth Sports Bar. I've been there. It's not all exciting.
Nice.
I did win a robotic boxing championship there one night in college. Okay. Number 47, Flagstaff, Arizona. What in the? Flagstaff is the home of Northern Arizona University.
All right, I'm going to give you a little music.
Okay.
Go for it.
Yeah, it's bad. Number 40, I'm just going through the 40s. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Number 46 is Bozeman, Montana, home of Montana State University.
Nice.
Number 45, this is kind of shocking, Tempe, Arizona. It's home to Arizona State University.
I actually thought that would probably not even be on the list.
This is bestcollegereviews.org.
Okay.
Number 44, damn it, San Luis Obispo, California.
Whoa. San what? Can I see that? San Luis Obispo. Okay. You got it right.
Yeah, piss off.
I thought you you got it right. My bad. You got it right.
They're home to Cal Poly Tech.
Yep.
Big school.
Okay. Smaller town. Makes sense.
Claremont, California.
I love Claremont.
Home to the Claremont Colleges.
It's a beautiful area.
Well, I'm glad they narrowed it down to which colleges.
Yep.
CNN Money ranked Claremont as the top place to live in California.
No doubt. Outside of Silicon Valley and San Francisco.
Number 42, Eugene, Oregon.
I agree with that.
The hometown of Nike and the University of Oregon. You agree with that? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Number 41, Grand Forks, North Dakota.
North Dakota State. The Fighting Carson Wentzes.
Yes. Number 40 in the SEC.
See you,
Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Interesting.
Fayetteville, Arkansas. Cody McClure is from the Arkansas area. Cody, come on in here. I want to ask you a question.
He's not allowed to come on other shows. He's not allowed.
Fayetteville, Arkansas is ranked the 40th best college town. Agree or disagree?
Nobody can hear Cody or see Cody.
Yeah, I know that. He agrees.
It doesn't matter.
Is a thumbs up. Okay.
It doesn't matter. They can't hear him or see him.
Yeah, that's good.
You could have just made that up. Cody may not even said anything.
No, he did. We're giving them behind-the-scenes looks here.
They don't know that. This is radio.
I would really like to give you number 39.
Well, save it.
I'm excited for this.
When you go and take a quick break.
Because coming back, too, we're going to talk some Tennessee football as
break,
well.
Matt. Just ride prices right all the way to break,
just go to break. Just cut it. We're doing anything I want to do today.
It's your world.
Thank you. You're living in it.
We know.
Still the best.
Yes.
Still the best intro in all of college football.
Got to wait for the beat to drop. One of the coolest intros.
It's the best.
Traditional wise, different. But
outside of who plays Sandstorm?
Oh God, it's South Carolina.
That's pretty cool too. I like the Sandstorm.
I would rather be sitting in Guantanamo Bay than I would sit through Sandstorm. That'd be a good song to play if you're locked up, needed some evidence from somebody. Just play Sandstorm for like 8 hours.
It's not how it goes.
Yeah, I agree. It's not how it goes. Tennessee football.
Why'd you say it like that?
Tennessee football started their Memorial Day sale today. And it's not for $25 for tickets.
What is it for, Trey Wallace?
Well, there's tickets ranging from $40. Like, when they announced it, whatever. I'm not going to hate, but I am kind of going to hate. When they announced it, hey, $25 tickets, Memorial Day sale, today.
What'd you think?
Tuesday. You would think all the tickets are $25, right?
But they lied to us, and guess what?
Yeah, some tickets for one game is like $60 in the lower level for a crap opponent. I think it was UAB. Tickets to the BYU game.
So basically,
$40 in the upper deck, not $25.
So basically, they got on there today to
Georgia State tickets are $60 for lower.
Georgia State
$35 for uppers. What the hell? Yeah, none of it made sense.
The Fighting Rob Lanier's.
Well, I just didn't. If you're gonna do a Memorial Day sale, what the hell's the difference in the $280 you're selling the tickets for eight of them?
Yes. It's another thing. I got a lot of friends thinking about jumping on that.
I mean, I'm on it right now. I'll walk people through the process.
Please do.
Best seat available. You can go with price zone 8 for the Georgia State game, which is lower level in the corner, $65 a piece.
Right.
Or you can go price zone 11, $35 for the upper deck. Doesn't quite make sense, does it?
Not at all.
No. Thank you. The BYU game.
What are they doing?
The BYU game. Price zone 11, which is the upper deck, right around like row 30. $40 a piece, not $25.
The key here, folks, is not 25.
Yes. The Chattanooga game. Congratulations.
$25?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like that should be a free game, though. Just me.
The UAB game. $55 for lower level. $25 for upper.
UAB? They got a football team again, though.
Vanderbilt football.
$80.
35 for the upper deck.
Probably get a free ticket. Set up the deck.
So here's where I'm being real honest with you.
Please lay out the facts.
You go to each one of these games and you find a scalper on the street and you get in for $10.
For sure.
If you see me down there, I might just give you a ticket. Just
blow it up.
Just straighten up. I don't know.
Blow up the process. You cut know, out the middleman.
Right now I'm trying to buy a Vol pass. Okay, so I'm adding to the cart. $280.
Are you gonna buy one?
Comes out to $290. No, I'm not gonna buy one. I'm just getting to the end of it.
So you don't have to. You cover the games for us. Well, here at
never
the
mind.
Station.
I don't need to.
You don't need to buy tickets.
Yeah, I'm not buying a ticket. Well, I got five
you
season tickets anyway.
You get
good.
A credential.
Yeah, I know. So we're good. But I'm just letting you know that ticket sale's going on. There are two games you can get in for $25, but the rest of them are like $40.
Two for $25.
But does or you it, can buy the Vol pass for $280 for the whole season,
people,
pay $35 a piece.
I would love to know how many people are actually considering buying the UAB and the Chattanooga game for $25
a
piece.
It'd be a good game for families to go to.
Yeah. What time of the year is that? Because one of them in the cold, UAB, in November.
It, I exited out.
Aren't you supposed to have like a bookmark of the schedule?
Yeah, no, I don't care about it.
You are on the beat.
I know
that.
I was on
the
ticket.
Schedule
I was on the
head.
Ticket site.
You should know the schedule off the top of your
Georgia
head.
Georgia State's August 31st. We knew that.
Yeah.
BYU September 7th. God, okay. It's going to be hot as
oh, yeah. Still hot.
A
everybody knows.
Stripper in Atlanta.
Everybody knows.
On that date.
Good one, Trey Wallace.
Chattanooga, awesome. September 14th.
That'll still be a hot one. UAB.
God, they're opening up Georgia State, BYU,
UAB's like
Chattanooga.
UAB's like in November, though.
November 2nd.
Homecoming? Got to be homecoming.
Yeah,
it'll
be homecoming.
That's going to be a little chilly.
And Vanderbilt is November
feel really
30th.
Good.
That's not the Thanksgiving game anymore, then, would it?
Thanksgiving weekend. It always is.
November 30th can't be Thanksgiving.
Why can't it? It's the last Thursday of the month.
I'm willing
right.
to bet you all the cash.
Isn't Thanksgiving
I have in
always
my
last Thursday of the
right
month?
Right now.
Am I correct? I'm just,
it might be.
It'll be November 28th.
Damn it.
It's always the Thanksgiving weekend, Trey.
Well, thank God you didn't agree to. I know that they were switching around some dates. They are.
But they
that.
Didn't switch. Vandy's always Thanksgiving weekend. It's a staple of our volunteer traditions.
Okay. All right, we're going to get back to these college towns for a minute because y'all made a big fuss about it yesterday. Okay. Second hour, I don't care what we'll do. Athens, Georgia comes in at 39. Disagree or agree?
I agree with you, sir.
Okay. They are home to the University of Georgia, has lower rent than the nation's average, and has many venues, restaurants, bars, and coffee shops to cater to intellectual environment. What the hell are they trying to say? They're smarter in Athens than they're... Okay, I'm not going to get into that. They're home to Widespread Panic, REM, Danger Mouse. Yeah, I don't care. Number 38 on the list is Bloomington, Illinois. They're home to Illinois Wesleyan University and Illinois State University.
Not really moving the needle for me.
That's Bloomington, Illinois, not Indiana.
I heard you, Trey.
Number 37, Oxford.
I know where Bloomington, Illinois is.
Oxford, Mississippi.
Half of my family lives in Chicago. Oxford, that's really far down the list for Oxford.
37th.
Would expect them to be in the top 20.
Home to the University of Mississippi.
You know what? I am probably, I can already predict. I guarantee Tennessee's in the top 10. He's not going to tell us yet. But I bet you
I don't even know.
Oh, okay. I thought you looked at it already.
No.
Okay.
With hottie toddies and verandas galore, it's a place where everyone should stop at least once. Hottie toddies aren't bad. Number 36. Yeah, but we're talking about hottie toddies here. Not hottie toddy. Not drunk hottie toddy.
Is that what they mean?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Hottie toddy, God almighty.
That's what they're talking about?
Yeah, getting drunk.
Okay.
It's not a freaking drink to make you feel better if you have a cold.
But it is, though. It will get you drunk if you're drinking up hottie toddies, yeah.
But a hottie toddy is...
It's got bourbon in it. And you don't heat it up too much where you kill the bourbon, so it will get you drunk if you have enough hottie toddies.
36, Bloomington, Indiana. Home to the Indiana University. Hoosiers.
Yeah. That Bloomington. Not Illinois.
Was ranked number 3 by Forbes as the best place for business careers.
Okay. I could see that.
Seems kind of weird.
Probably a lot of accountants named Michael in Bloomington.
I love how they added this at the end. Bloomington is an immensely livable city.
A lot of accountants named Michael.
Oh, here we go. Number 35, Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Waterloo.
Home to the University of Northern Iowa. They always have a pretty good team. A yearly gay pride festival called the Cedar Valley Pride Fest draws crowds from around the region.
Okay.
Pretty neat. They have 164,000 people in that county. Yeah, this is probably not going to go well. Logan, Utah is the home to Utah State University. Can you even drink in that state?
Can't even drink sodas.
Really?
They can't at BYU. They just started letting them drink like sodas last year.
They have the large Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints.
Yep.
Also, something you might be interested in if you're ever there, the Utah Festival Opera operates from Logan. It's one of the best farmers market in the country, Saturdays throughout the year.
Big opera fan. Big opera fan. Always, that's been, why a, I put always it. Been a big opera fan. You know this about me.
No, that's why I
put love
it
the
in
fine
there.
Arts. I love the fine arts, Trey Wallace.
Number 33, Lafayette, Indiana, home of the Purdue Boilermakers and former Tennessee coach Jeff Brohm. Purdue has the third largest Greek system in the United States.
A lot of frats. A lot of sororities, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of
if you decide to go to college,
a lot of Sperry's and chubby shorts around
and
there.
And if you're listening to us.
And Crokies.
The largest employers in Lafayette, besides Purdue, are Caterpillar, Wabash National, and Subaru.
A lot of blue-collar companies, if you know what I mean.
Number 32 on the list of college campuses.
You know what I mean, right?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Just making sure.
Manhattan, Kansas. This has been voted by CNN and Money Magazine, top 10 place to retire young.
Manhattan, huh?
So if you want to reply, reply.
Reply.
Retire young.
Reply.
Go there. Last two real quick. We got to take a break.
We're going to go through this list. Oh, you got to be excited
hell
now.
Hell yeah, I'm going
through. You're just going to stop at 20.
Lawrence, Kansas, number 31, home to the University of Kansas and Haskell Indian Nations University.
Oh, man.
That's where I want to go.
Home of H-I-N-U. Home of the Fighting Les Miles.
Go to Hinu.
And the Fighting Bill Selfs. Not selves, selfs.
The yearly Wakaharahasha. Wakaharasha. Damn it.
Okay. What?
The yearly Wakaruza.
Whoa.
Wakaruza.
What'd you call me?
Wakaruza Music and Camping Festival is the center of the music scene, garnering some 60,000 ticket sales in recent years. Oh, here's a great one for you. Top employers.
Got another name to call me?
No, I didn't call you anything. This is a music festival.
It. Sounded like it.
Top employers in Lawrence include Vangent.
Whoa.
Hallmark Cards in the World Company. Number 30 on the list as we go out and round out the 30s, Syracuse, New York. Home of Syracuse.
Is that all it says? Home of the Fighting Dino Babers.
Yeah. We'll get to the
a good song by the producer.
We'll
today.
Get to the 20s on the other side, maybe. I don't know if we have time for it.
We'll try.
It's too many options.
Phenomenal.
All I remember with this song is Ryan Felipe running out in front of a car and getting killed in that movie, whatever it is.
Is it bad that every time I Cruel Intentions, dude?
Yeah, God, it was a good movie.
Every time I think of
the
movie,
creeped me out.
Sorry if kids in the car. Every time I think of the movie, I just think of Sarah Michelle Gellar in the bathroom at the funeral doing cocaine. Yes, in her little vial. That's what I think of every time.
We have somebody that Skinner UT, which is.
Westchester.
Says a little over an hour left in the show that will be missed. Thanks for the memories, Chance and Trey. Look forward to y'all's continued success and your new roles. Keep on rocking in the free world. It's not optional anymore.
Aw. Shout out to you, Westchester.
Love Westchester, man.
Avid listener, even though he believes that Knoxville is no longer a college town.
We only have a minute left, so I will say this.
We'll get on the other side the other ones.
Yeah, we'll get on the other side with the other ones, too. But going on is, it has been a privilege, and it's been a lot of fun. We'll wrap up this last hour.
Trust me.
Some days are better than others. Look, we all have lives.
Probably will be the best hour we've had.
Yeah, because I just don't give a crap. Look, we all have lives outside of this
Trey
place.
Is the best Trey.
And sometimes, you know, things happen. And then we come in here and we put on a happy face and we do a show. And most of the time, let's be real and honest, it's been me and Chance. Like, this has been it. You know, we had BJ, Brandon helping out, but it's been me and Chance. And, you know, it is what it is. Some days you got to work on stories and only one person can be here, you know.
We made it work, though.
We made it work, and I had a great time doing it. It's been a lot of fun. I'm excited for both of our futures. And Matt's learning things really quick. Excited for him. It will be a lot of fun.
Matt's
starting going to
be
Tuesday.
A star in this radio industry.
He picked up the board real quick,
quicker than anybody.
Real
I've
quick.
Seen.
Yeah.
And he's got the radio voice too.
Yeah,
he's got the. Well, he's got, no, he got the voice.
He's
man.
Getting it down. Yeah, he's figuring it out. So we appreciate everybody. It's been a fun ride. We got an hour left.
Are you about to cry?
Hell no, I ain't gonna cry. I'm gonna get out of here.
Are you about to cry?
Cut some onions.
With life. And I'm going to the mountains. I am getting out.
Memorial Day weekend, dude. Don't get all sad on me.
No. Like my dad, I talked to my dad last night. He goes, and we were just talking. He was like, you going to the mountains? I was like, I don't know, man. I don't really want to. And then I found out they're going to the beach. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to the mountains then. If you're going to go to the beach and get to lay in the sand, he said he's in a kayak.
Oh, man.
So, whatever. Props to my dad. He's going out going kayaking. Great song.
That's a producer telling you it's time.
Disability Advantage Group. If you suffer.